you in the afternoon. 12 minutes past four, and it's time for this Monday's Pun to Game. I left you with a setup. What is the punchline? What do you call a member of an Garda Síochána in bed?
I hope this isn't an invitation to smut. I have nothing.
Undercover cop.
Yes.
Simple.
We have to catch up from a joke from last week that just made it in after we had already had the redemption joke for the Punta game last week. So we're like, no, this is no more. It was from Amanda, and she was disappointed because she said, I missed you playing James Bay, Hold Back the River. Damn it. That was good, Amanda. And she did say, I'll get my coat.
Dams, hold back river.
Amanda, so I'm sorry we didn't get to that last week, but now you have your moment of glory.
What do you call a load of batteries gathered round in a circle?
No, you're going to have to tell me.
An AA meeting.
Oh. Why did the traffic light turn red, Dave?
I don't know why the traffic light turned red.
Well, you would too if you had to get changed in the middle of the street. I prefer those reactions when you laugh.
The origami factory's on fire.
Oh, whatever shall we do?
Sorry, more on this story as it unfolds.
Oh, God.
The origami factory on fire.
Met this lad with a
didgeridoo. You're engaged. How dare you? Sorry.
Please. Don't be questioning my commitment here to anything. Met this lad with a didgeridoo, and he was playing Dancing Queen on it. And I thought, that's aboriginal.
Very good. I'd heard that joke. It was good.
Wow, someone is petty today. And it's not me.
Sorry, I'm thinking of my previous relationship and it's bothering me a lot. She was a magazine collector. A lot of issues. It's our radio in the afternoon. Round two of today's Pun to Game. We hand it over to you. Let's start with Ulton in Monaghan. Ulton is a great name. On a typical night, how many pints would a golfer have?
The 19th hole? I don't know.
Four. The answer was staring you in the face.
When you said you like the name Ulton, I was agreeing, and I was about to say you can trust an Ulton, but I held off on saying that until I heard the joke, and now I'm happy to confirm you can trust an Ulton to deliver.
Ulton.
What do you call the wife of a hippie?
The setup's good enough. I don't know. What do you call the wife of a hippie?
A Mississippi.
That's good.
Finally, a natural laugh off Dave. Not quite a strong one, but it's there.
Charlie from Derry would like to tell us that atheism is a non-profit organisation.
That's fine.
Charlie also comes back with, I bought some shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Charlie, thank you. Thank you for resurrecting the Bundy game.
Charlie bit my finger.
Don't know if you know this, but my grandfather invented the cold air balloon. Never really took off, though.
That only got a laugh because it was so bad.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
How many Germans does it take to screw in a light bulb?
I don't know.
Only one. They're very efficient and have no sense of humour.
You should have said only one, not only one. That's all I'm saying.
Pedantics.
Finishing off with a classic. Don't even know why it's a classic, but I still like it. Told my doctor that I broke my arm in two places. He told me to stop going to those places.
Is that your finisher?
That's
your closer.
Yeah, I know.
Your closer.
I think I might need your help, not Dave's, your help with redemption joke today for the Punta game.
No, I have it here.
Oh, you have it, do you?
Ever try blindfolded archery?
Not yet.
You don't know what you're missing. Oh, my God. You don't know what you're missing.
iRadio in the afternoon.
With Dave and Fanula.
Hey! Hi. iRadio in the afternoon
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 on iRadio. iRadio.